Welcome to Political Talk. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for talking politics. I'm your host Matthew, and we have another trans-focused episode to talk about today. We don't have anything nice to talk about, unfortunately. Yeah, this is a messy situation, and I've got a lot of strong feelings on this. And we will see how we go into, well, how I go in terms of trying to convey them properly. Now I have this footnote thing here from an article, and I'm not sure completely how accurate this information is, but I've also seen a lot of general confusion about the Supreme Court's decision. So essentially the Supreme Court decided, like without reading a sort of long article, decided to seemingly do the same thing that America's done. And in the previous Political Talk podcast, I talked about Hunter Schafer being given a male passport because she is a trans female, but was male at birth, and that is what America cares about, or whatever. The Supreme Court in the UK decided that a person's gender, sex, whatever, will be determined by what they were at birth. So obviously ignoring the whole idea of somebody being able to transition and change who they are. Now, I did watch this like clip of this interview as well from, I think it was from BBC, where they had a trans woman on there, and she was saying like, okay, she was being asked, how do you see this as, and you know, how do you think this will kind of affect you? And nobody, in terms of trans women or any other person, seems to be completely clear on what this actually means. So in terms of me definitively sitting here and telling you this is what this means, here's my thoughts on this information, nobody seems to be completely clear about what this means. But then the Supreme Court seems to be confused on why they even sort of made this decision, because transphobic people also get confused about why they're, who is what and what is a woman and all this sort of stuff. So it seems everybody's just come out very confused from this situation. It says that this is something from the National. Now, I don't know how accurate this information is, but we can lean more towards this is what the Supreme Court wants. It says, trans women cannot use single-sex female toilets, changing rooms, or compete in women's sports. Of course, that's been a big thing recently. In light of a Supreme Court ruling, the head of Britain's Equalities Watchdog said. Okay. When it comes to any new rule about anything and trying to enforce a person or a group of people to do something, it got proved in the what, 2 and a bit years that we, or maybe 3 years, whatever, that we went through COVID, that whether it's America or the UK or any other countries, trying to enforce somebody to do something is not always very successful. And what I mean by that is, how many different situations did we get into where it's like, hey, if you want to enter this place, if you want to go here, you got to wear a mask. And there was a lot of different places, like public transport, if you want to include bathrooms here, any sort of like public space, because of course you didn't have to wear a mask when you're at home, unless you had like a person visiting or whatever, depending on what the rules were and what tier we were in or whatever at that time, right? But I'm talking about enforcement. So whether this is or isn't actually part of what the Supreme Court said, because they seem to be confused with themselves anyway, unless you literally have like guards standing either in the bathroom or probably more realistically outside of a bathroom, and you, what, inspect somebody before they're going to come to into a bathroom? How the hell do you expect to enforce people going into the quote-unquote correct bathroom? Because again, rewind back to COVID, and we had like, hey, if you're going to go in a public space, so let's say you went to a cinema, and it was this idea of, okay, can you kind of like, when you're queuing and things like, I can't remember what the rules were for when you were actually in the screening, I can't remember. But then it was like, hey, once you get out and that, and you're still in the cinema, you're still in the enclosed public space, and particularly when you're going to use the bathroom, can you put a mask on? Most people didn't. Most people still didn't. And there was no one there to enforce them. There was no one there, definitely, to like say, hey, you can't go in this bathroom if you haven't got a mask on. You wouldn't get kicked out of anywhere. And whether it was like public transport and stuff, so let's say buses, for example, you might have had a situation where the bus driver might have said, hey, no, you can't come on the bus because you haven't got a mask on. But then, even if that was the situation, most people would get on the bus, sit down and take the mask off. And the bus driver would never, like, hey, I'm going to stop the bus and wait for you to either put the mask on or get off. Just didn't happen. That just didn't happen. So when we talk about enforcing things in public, we're pretty bad at it. We're pretty bad at it. And if we're to specifically focus on the UK, which this is for, we've got quite a big problem in this country, a bit of a rising problem with even things like shoplifters. Because, I mean, that's a little bit different, but the basic gist of the problem with that is like, and there's been lots and lots and lots of videos I've seen of people walking into a shop and either having a bag or not having a bag. They'll literally just pick up what they want from the shelf and then run straight out the shop. And if the shopkeeper or someone comes over, they'll just push them over or threaten them with a knife or something. So it's like, is it worth getting involved in the first place? And then they'll run off. And then by the time you've even thought of calling the police or getting on the phone to them or them actually getting there, long gone. Absolutely long gone. Far, far too late. So the idea that it says a trans woman cannot use single-sex female toilets. How are you going to enforce that? How are you going to actually make that a reality? Like, are you going to, because even if you did have, let's say, guards outside of a toilet, which sounds ridiculous, first of all, again, that would be leaning more into the economy, because it would be like, okay, you either use the guards that you got in the building or you've got to hire more people. And then, okay, let's say someone comes up to a toilet and a guard is there, how are you going to actually like enforce that part? What, you're gonna take their trousers off or something? I genuinely do not understand how that works. Same thing with changing rooms. Sports is a bit different because there's like more of a professional setup there rather than just a sort of free to come in and out, bathroom or a changing room. And even in, let's say, a changing room, let's say you suspect that someone is not the gender that you think they are, whether they're trans or otherwise, right? Like, are you then gonna like call security and say, hey, I think that this person is or is not the gender that they should be in this changing room? Again, how are you gonna know? How are you gonna, you can't just start like undressing people and inspecting their bodies and checking their genitals or something. So like, I just, yeah. And the same thing with a mask. It's like, okay, if someone went into a public space and you went, hey, that person's not wearing a mask, they're not going to pin them down and put a mask on them. So I don't understand how that's going to actually work. So yeah, I saw this other stuff as well about this, right? That, oh, this will mean that men who are pretending to be women will not be able to assault women anymore. That was like some of the commentary I saw going around. And again, with the focus on toilets. Okay. Again, there's usually not guards outside toilets because there just isn't. Whether you're a woman, man, trans, or otherwise, or whatever, someone doesn't need to change their gender from a man to a woman in order to, and this is going to sound a bit grim, so apologies. That's not going to stop. Like, if someone wants to attack you and they can access the room that they're going to attack you in because it's a public open space, their gender's not going to be, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter whether you're a man who goes into the man's toilets and assaults someone, or you're a man who goes into a woman's toilets to assault someone, or if you flip those around. that's not gonna make any difference at all. Because again, there'll probably be no one there to stop you because there aren't guards outside toilets. The other thing that I don't get, right? Now, I've used public toilets before because, I mean, usually because I go to cinemas more often than any other places. And okay, you've been sitting in there for a while, maybe you've been holding yourself a little bit or whatever, or trying to, like, not think about it and then enjoy the film. And then, okay, film's finished. Usually you go to the toilet afterwards, right? For me, it's like, okay, you're thinking about the film you've just watched, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. Now, whether you're going to plan to review that film when you get home is not relevant because you're still going to be thinking about if you enjoyed the film or not, or what happened in the film. I think for most people, it's okay, get in the bathroom. You're not going to be looking at who anyone is in there. Go in there, get what you got to get done, wash your hands, leave, and either, unless you're going somewhere afterwards or you're going straight home, you want to just get out there and get it done as soon as possible. It makes me wonder with these, like, transphobic people who are so worried about, like, oh, a person who's transitioned is in the wrong bathroom or whatever, are seemingly so scared that someone's going to attack them in a public toilet where, like, and even with other people that I've seen come in and out the bathroom, you don't, like, stand there chatting for 10 minutes, do you? And if you are going to talk to somebody who's in the bathroom with you, let's say a friend goes in there with you or something, or a family member or whatever, right? You go in there with them, you talk to them. Let's say you're talking to them about the film. You do what you got to do. You maybe talk about it a bit in between while you're doing what you're doing, whatever. Maybe you continue talking while you're washing your hands. One of you opens the door, the other one goes through or whatever, and then you just go home. Like, I don't get where this idea comes from that people are what, spending 10, 20 minutes in a public bathroom to chat to each other and check each other and just a weird mindset. It's just a very, very weird mindset. Now I did listen to, yeah, again, what this I think it was on the BBC, what this trans woman said about, okay, how will this actually affect the lives of trans people? Which again, nobody seemed to be completely clear on, and neither was she. And one thing she kind of pointed out was, like, okay, if you've got a male and female toilet, and you're talking about biologically, and, like, okay, you can only go into one or the other if you're still the biological version of that person, which would therefore exclude trans people because there would be no trans dedicated bathroom. How would this person live their life? Which is a fair question, and the scenario is unrealistic, but it's a fair question. I just don't get the focus on bathrooms. I like, yeah, like changing rooms. You might be in a changing room for 10, 50, it depends what you're doing in there. Like, if you've got like a gym routine or something, or you sort of do some sort of pre-game, post-game warm up or something. I know changing room is a different, a little bit of a different environment to an actual toilet, and there's a bit more open space and things like that, and obviously people are actually getting changed in those. Still, like, even when I've, let's say, gone swimming or something, and, like, okay, you get in there, if you've got a person with you, then you've got a person with you get in there, you make sure you got what you got. You get changed, you make sure that you've got, like, you've put your stuff away properly, like you've locked your locker properly, and, all those sorts of things. And then you just leave and get on with it. I know sometimes there's things like, let's say, you're on an actual sports team and you'll be having, like, your team talks and things like that. That's a bit different, but still, I just don't really get it. So, anyway. That's about all I really want to say on that. Yeah, we'll talk about sports in a minute because I have a tweet that I saw that I replied to that I want to read both my reply to and the tweet that I saw. Is there anything else I want to say about this? The whole question of like, okay, what is a woman? So when did we? It just also as well, like when I think of the problems and the issues in the world, and sorry, let's switch that for a minute. When these people are thinking of like, okay, the because their fear is the biological man invading the woman's space, right? Which again, when they say biological man, they usually actually mean a trans woman and somebody who's now a woman who's trying to live as a woman and not an actual still biological male. But when and they see it as like this, you know, big worldwide threat and threat to women and all this sort of stuff. Again, so somebody does, if someone is a nasty person and they want to attack a woman, whether you're a woman already or you're a man already or whatever, because women still can want to attack women, right? That still happens. You don't need to change your gender to do that. That's just not something you need to do. Like the idea, because we talk as well in the world about like, you know, violence against women and things like that. And the certain problematic people out there sort of promoting it almost. If you're a person who wants to commit crimes against a woman, right? Let's say just general assault in some sort of way. If you're a still biological man, you're much more likely to get, statistically speaking, because again, the actual conviction rates on domestic violence and things like that are really, really, really low. It's like 2% or something. If you're a trans woman, so you used to be a biological male, and you have the intent of, I want to change my sex or gender or whatever, so that I could attack a woman, you don't need to change your gender to do that. So I don't understand this thing of like, oh, men are pretending to be women so that they can attack women. You don't need to pretend to be a woman to attack a woman. And because courts would probably favor biological men more, again, statistically speaking, you don't need to go through the effort of transitioning to be a woman to commit a crime against a woman. So that logic kind of just goes out the window. Anyway, I want to stop talking about this. I want to move on to my next topic, so I'll see you for that after the break.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, let's move on from that. This is where my things might get a little bit more heated. I'm not saying I'm gonna really like rage or whatever, but this isn't a sort of, not to say that the previous issue I just discussed is silly, but again, the whole idea of like, policing public toilets, I find to be a very silly thing, and I've already talked about, enforcement and how that doesn't work and things like that. I just realized I don't have the whole tweet written down here, but it doesn't matter. So Jean Hatchett, who I have DM'd before, and she did publicly post that DM, and we had a bit of an exchange. She said the FA, so Football Association, are allowing men to kick the shit out of women on pitches up and down the UK, in the name of, and then she puts in quotes, trans inclusivity. I know this because I've been sent pictures of a woman's injuries after being tackled by a male player really hard, and she knows he went in to hurt her. And I then said, I didn't get any response, but I didn't really expect any. I said, all right, this shit's getting ridiculous. The idea that a man has a quote biological advantage, not the first time I've talked about that before, over women is absolutely ridiculous and stupid. So by that logic, so her logic, every single poor person born as male can outdo a woman in every single physical category. That's what she's saying, right? And talked about this before on here as well, of like the attempts across different sports, not just UK but US as well, of trying to get trans women banned from women's sports, because again, the whole idea of a biological advantage and this, that, and the other. Now, that aspect itself has gotten wildly out of control because they're talking about things like chess and darts and golf, and there was a fencing thing the other week, wasn't there? And these are all, I mean, fencing, there's a little bit of physical stuff in there. But when it comes to things like chess and darts, no one's got any physical advantage over anybody in chess or darts because they're not physical activities. You can make a very, very, very tiny argument that the physical act of throwing a dart is physical, but that's not the same thing of like pushing somebody off the ball to tackle them in football or rugby tackling someone. Not the same thing at all. There's absolutely zero physical contact in something like darts, and there's even less in chess. In fact, chess is more of an IQ thing as opposed to a physical game anyway. I just want to kind of point out as well, like, okay, let's say you do believe in the idea of like men have a biological, so therefore physical advantage over women. There seems to be this forgotten idea that when a man transitions to a woman and then becomes a trans woman, it's not like, I mean, Nicole Maines has described it as this before. She's obviously a trans woman and a big sort of trans activist and that. And she talked once before about like trans kids who are transitioning and things, obviously ones that are a bit older, and have gone through the proper steps, that like they don't suddenly become the Winter Soldier, which is a great way of sort of describing that. It's not like, okay, let's say you are a averagely decently fit, decently muscular man, and you decide you want to become a woman. There's times when like the surgery might not go well, the process might not go well, and you might not maintain the same physical stature you had before. And sometimes people end up in like bad situations because either the surgery or the process or something has not gone well, and they do end up in bad health situations. It's very unfortunate, it's very nasty and all that, but that would, because if you look at, let's say, a trans woman who has had their surgery and done all the bits that they need to do and whatever, and they end up in a worse physical position, if you then put that trans woman on into women's sports, the quote unquote biological advantage is completely irrelevant, because if there was any, let's say, muscular advantage or physical advantage to the physical person they used to be, and that stuff is now gone because maybe their body isn't as good a state as it was before. Because I get what people do mean by a biological advantage is they think that, okay, because like a man's muscle mass and all this sort of stuff is automatically better than women, than a woman's. I don't believe that that's true either. And rather than me sitting here and giving my reasons as to why, because I've done that before, I know this might not sound like a good idea, but there's something I actually want to do, because I want to, I mean, Gene coming onto the podcast is not going to happen, obviously. I really would like, and it's not a case of me wanting to give a voice to somebody like this, but I've got a few different arguments in my mind as to how the biological advantage just is not really a relevant thing. Because to me it's all about things like body mass and how you train and your actual physical body. Because I've talked about this, let's say, with other family members before, and I've pointed out, like, because I work at this school as a cleaner, and it's got like 96% of the staff are women, and I think that's interesting and cool and whatever. So if you take the idea, let's say, of a biological advantage, let's say I've got the biological advantage because I'm a man. There are several teachers at the school that I work at that, let's say it was a case of, let's say someone like Gene was a referee, right? And let's say I made the argument of like, okay, you think I've got a biological advantage over you and all these other women because I'm a man. That's the argument, right? If I'm understanding the actual argument correctly. There's at least two or three, maybe four women at school who, and I don't mean this in a fat way, I mean this in a body mass and height way, are like twice my size. And if it was a case of, you wouldn't have to get like a wrestling ring out or something like that. Let's say like Gene was standing there as a referee and said, right, the two of you fight. So it's I fight one of the teachers that's physically bigger than me. I'm not winning that fight. There's a couple of particular teachers there that I think if they just like, and again, I don't mean this in a fat way, I mean this in a body mass and height way, they could probably crush me. And I don't mean crush me as in like actually break my bones, but like, if some of them pushed me over and sat on me, that would be it. I'm pinned to the ground. There'd be nothing I could do. So, where would my biological advantage be there? It's also just true as well that, because this whole argument thing on the whole biological man thing, or biological advantage, it is like you're saying that every single man on planet Earth automatically has a physical advantage over every single woman on Earth. And that's just not true. Millions and billions of men are built differently, and millions of billions of women are built differently. There's a pretty decent chance that, let's say, on these women's teams, that they've already got women on their team who are taller, bigger, stronger, faster. And if you've got on, let's say, the men's team, one of them transitions, becomes a woman and joins the women's team, and let's say they like retain some of their body mass and they maintain some of their muscle, and that might come across women that are bigger than them anyway. So where does this thing fit in, this biological advantage? Doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense to me. Just focus on what I pointed out there at the end. So by that logic, every single person born as a male can outdo a woman in every single physical category. Because what she said is, men kicking the shit out of women in football. But even when I do watch, because, you know, I watch Man United and that, I actually tell you what's a really, really good example, actually. And not to pick him out, but it's an interesting example. Let's look at someone like Adama Traore. He plays for Fulham. He's really big, he's really strong, he's really, really quick. Now, this is never going to happen. I would genuinely be interested to see, not for him to transition, become a woman and play on a woman's team. Let's say you just stuck him on a woman's pitch for a bit, right? His actual footballing ability, he's not actually a very good footballer himself, right? I actually sort of look at him sometimes when we do play against Fulham and think, like, I think you should have been an athlete instead of a footballer. You're clearly very athletic and very, you know, you've got, he's really, really big. He's one of the probably the biggest players in football, and he's really, really quick as well. But his actual ability to pass, shoot, cross, you know, do things with a football is very, very low. And I wonder, like, let's say you put someone in there and the woman would be like, oh my God, it's this massive guy in here. Okay, he'd be pushing the smaller women around and he'd be running past the smaller female players because he's quicker than them. But he does the same thing in the men's game anyway, because when he comes across people that are shorter or slower than him, smaller or slower than him, he's able to push them off the ball. He's able to run past them because he's very, very good at doing that. But there's been a number of times in his career, for example, where, like, oh, he's going on the run, he's pushed people out of the way. Oh, he's kicked it wide because he can't actually finish properly. So, like, okay, if you put him, let's say you put him in a women's game, right? Okay, there might be some women that he can run past or push off the ball. There might be some women that he can't, because if there are women on that team who are, let's say, not as big as him or whatever, but, like, similar size, they might give him a challenge. And if you find someone of, like, equal speed, which you could do, they could run alongside him. It's also the other interesting thing about someone like him as well, that, okay, he's very, very strong. He's not actually very good at winning duels. So even if he can, like, out-muscle you, his ability to keep the ball still is not very good. So even if, let's say, you were a woman and you came up against him in football, he might be able to, like, push you and shove off the ball, but him actually getting, like, controlling the ball and keeping it and getting past you might not be as good as you think. And, like, when he played against Man United, for example, actually, this is a good point to bring up. One of the players that we've got on our team is called Martinez. Now, he's been pointed out a lot of times because he's quite short. He's a phenomenal footballer, still one of the best that we've got. He's actually got a little bit of a rivalry with Traoré. And again, it's never a case that, like, he really out-muscles Traoré or outpaces him, really. But when Traoré has been on the pitch and Martinez has come up against him, because Martinez is a better footballer than him and because he's able to keep the ball and tackle better, it doesn't always matter when, like, he runs past Martinez. Plus, Martinez has got, you know, he's a very, very, very determined player. And even if Traoré runs past him, he'll still keep going and that sort of thing. Anyway, it's an interesting thing to me. And I kind of get the thing of, if you believe in the biological advantage, you would look at the more physical games, so let's say, you know, rugby, football, whatever else, and you would think you have more of an argument there, which, okay, you've got the physical argument there, I guess, but not for chess, not for darts, not for golf. Golf you do completely on your own. What was the other one I saw the other day? Even for something like athletics, where, let's say, you're doing long jump on your own, you're doing like javelin throws, disc throws, you're doing, what else is there? I know with things like 100 metres, obviously you're competing next to somebody, but they're still not physical sports in the same way of, like, because I get what the argument for it is. It's like, oh, the big fake man, you know, the big fake woman who's actually a man, the big brawly person's going to come on the team and push all the women out of the way and, you know, win, and it's unfair. I just Don't think it works that way. I don't think it works that way at all. So yeah, I mean, like, okay, again, hypothetical, fun scenario. Let's say that, again, let's go back to the school situation. Let's say I wrestled against one of the teachers who are bigger than me, and Gene is there as the referee. And let's say this person actually beats me, like they do the wrestling pin and the count to three, and I've lost. Supposing we then all get up off the ground, I go to Gene. Right, well, I thought I wasn't supposed to, wasn't allowed to compete with or against women because I have the biological advantage, but I've just lost this match against this woman. What do you have to say about that? So yeah, it's just getting ridiculous and out of hand, I think. I was gonna bring it up. I guess I should still bring it up. I saw this story the other day. That this now I don't know exactly how this happened. That somebody there was a trans woman who was arrested for washing her hands in what they called the incorrect toilet. Now, I know I just said about the whole enforcement thing. Was this a case where, like, someone called the police, reported a disturbance, and the person who was calling them, like, held them there or something? But, like, they were just washing their hands. So, I don't know. I just don't know what to make of all this madness. So, yeah. I mean, look, if I did have Jean here and we were talking back and forth, that might not go well, but I have scenarios and situations and questions that I would like to poke her with and just see what she comes up with. Because I have three specific different things, and there's no point me really laying them out here because she's not going to hear this. Three very specific things I want to lay out and ask her about. Or someone like that, someone who's got a similar mindset, I suppose. So, I mean, with her particularly, she is actually involved in like young women's football. So, her angle is that on that, I guess. Anyway, I'm done talking about all this stuff, and it will keep continuing. But with me kind of sitting here and dismissing this trans thing as an issue in the way of not a threat to public spaces or to sports, it does frustrate me in a way where it's like, okay, if I were to actually point out what I think are the actual problems in the world. Now, over here in the UK, we basically have a situation where 11 to 18 year olds are running around stabbing each other. Big problem. Big, big, big problem. Far, far, far more of a problem on this, trans people in bathroom situations. Of course, there's always the economy. The economy is not doing well, and there's these. I don't even know what to say about the Trump tariffs. It's constantly changing anyway. So even if I talked about it right now, it'd be changed at some point soon. Yeah, you've got things like that that are going on. People getting away with crimes. People being brainwashed into committing crimes. And all that sort of thing. So, yeah, I just like while we're putting all this effort into banning people from certain bathrooms, teenagers are running around stabbing, killing each other. And people are actually dying in those situations and are actually under threat. And they are, I mean, it's not good to die at any age, obviously, but we're getting, people as young as like 11 or 12 getting involved in gangs and they end up killing someone or getting themselves killed. Not necessarily because it's their fault. But it's a big, big problem. I need to go and watch Adolescence as well because I know that that's all about that kind of thing, isn't it? So, with the 13-year-old kid. I think he's 13 anyway. I need to go and watch that. But yeah, and we're seemingly just not really doing anything about that. We're more concerned in this country on what the colour of the person is doing the things rather than just focusing on the crime itself. And then like blaming Pakistani people blaming Muslim people for it all, but then white people are doing it as well. And yes, I've been following, for those of you that follow me on Twitter, yes, I've been following Rupert Lowe's, is it Rupert Lowe? He's not actually said what the half a million is for, but he's been raising money to look at Pakistani grooming gangs. But whenever somebody asks him about all of the grooming gangs, he's only focused on the one type. It's important that we look at all of them because they're all of them are a problem. Whether it's if there are Muslim ones out there, whether it is Pakistani ones out there, or British ones, or Scottish ones, or Irish ones, or London, or it doesn't matter where it's happening from or who's doing it. We've got to cut them all out. We've got to cut them all out. And whether it is, black, white, or otherwise, people running around stabbing each other, we've got to look at all of them. There's no point just looking at one particular section because you don't like that section of people that are doing it. All of it needs to be looked at and stopped. So, yeah. I don't know how this works, by the way, but a lot of people have pointed out to him, because he's left Reform, that because he's not the leader of an actual political party, he can't quite do, because he's called it a national inquiry, which sounds very big worded, doesn't it? And it sounds like you'd need to be part of a political party to do that. So people have been essentially saying, like, okay, this money that you're wasting is not really gonna be effective. But I don't understand why he needs so much money or what it's actually for. But yeah, it just seems like a bit of a grift to me. Anyway. All right, I'm finished talking about all this because none of it's nice. But I have opinions about all these things, clearly, but it doesn't mean it's nice to talk about. So, but I think I'm done talking. Anyway, if you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the biological advantage, or enforcing things in public spaces, or grooming gangs, or teenagers stabbing each other, or banning people from sports, or anything like that. Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, social media eTalk UK or Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, Man United podcast. I did just record our United cast for the dramatic win against Leon. Of course, there's a bunch of Last of Us podcasts. We did a gaming talk this week. Possible film reviews coming soon. It's all going on. It's all going on. So just head over to entertainmenttalk.org or podcast platforms, which I'm assuming you found one of those two things if you're listening to this. So hopefully you stick around and listen to more. But yes, to support us, you can listen to more stuff, word of mouth, social media. If someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them Best Said Podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, you can go from here to there and listen to your newest Geek Town Radio and geektown.co.uk for all your TV and your film news. So check out all of that. And you can check out all the gameplay stuff that we do on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.